Welcome to Mucho African Radio Nova Scotia. I am Nicole Johnson, your African Nova Scotian Voices show host. And today we are discussing African Heritage Month. Right now, I just want to share a little bit about Mucho Radio. We are amplifying community voices and creating bridges that by sharing our stories and telling it our way, speaking our truth our way. So just let me introduce, in collaboration with the Buddy Day Learning Institute, we want to give a shout out to them. Just an open conversation around African Heritage Month. We want to bring voices together of African Nova Scotians and African immigrants.
I think for me, African Heritage Month is not just often we, and it's important to acknowledge things like the first or the ways that we've made it, but I think it's also really important that we use this time to reflect on our history, where it brings us, and what we still have to do now. So what power can we take out of our history? What is it that our ancestors left to us for us to continue? So while it's a really important month for us to celebrate and get together, that's important. We don't do enough of that, just to feel joy and see each other and be in community together. I think we also take strength from the lessons of history and understand how they work now. So how does knowing our history give us power moving into the future?
They don't know why we won't die, but we're strong. We've survived with all that they've tried to rule and divide, to control and deprive, but they haven't succeeded. In fact, we just rise like a garden they've weeded, like a forest revives once the fire's receded. They tell us we're inferior. We've never believed it. Judged by our skins and not our interiors, against the odds, plus with God, we are never defeated. With their greed, we've been cheated. Just look how we're treated. Slavery and Jim Crow, it's always repeated. And yet, with our sweat, with our faith and our blood, if they don't pay the debt, they can't hold back the flood. Did you see us that summer all over their streets? But don't be fooled, we're not cool staying down on our knees. This is land that we're owed, and we're not saying please. And apologies, no, they are never enough. And no, not fake churches, we're calling your bluff. Give us land, reparations, we want back our stuff. Or did you forget that our people are tough? And there's new generations and they're coming up. And do you see our elders, the looks on their faces? So don't play your games with your cash and suitcases, with your maps where black people, you try to erase us. All this spirit, it never has faded. And we won't be persuaded. Too long we have waited. Justice won't be denied, even though you've delayed it. And maybe we marched it, or maybe we prayed it, but the arc of the universe always is weighted to justice, to freedom. It bends. We can make it. We've already come through the destruction and hatred and all your statistics, addicted, afflicted, convicted, kicked down, victimized on assistance. We're not how we're depicted. We're not afraid now. I don't know how you've missed it. And the blood in our veins is a powerful liquid. So when you see us out here all clapping and singing, you can hear the church bell that will always be ringing. It will always be ringing with the songs of the field. And we're all standing up from the places we've kneeled. And our faith is our shield. Our spine's made of steel. We've been raised in the dark. We're strategic and patient. The spark in our eyes is pure determination. Our ancestors have put you on notification. We won't stop till you give us our full reparations.